Fellow Freedom fans, you're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Now let's go to our pre-recorded broadcast. Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with my Faith and Freedom show, where I engage the issues of the day from a constitutional basis. Biblical basis, basis right versus wrong. This is something I mentioned yesterday, kind of a strange thing in the news. There's a whitehouse.gov signature kind of thing. If you would like to secede peacefully with no war, a civil secession, you and yours in your state, you can go to whitehouse.gov, and I guess it's petitions, petition.whitehouse.gov. Here's a headline in the dailycaller.com. White House secede petitions reach 675,000 signatures. 50-state participation. A little comic relief in the distractions of the day there. I'm going to go back to what I was doing, reading from the Bill of Rights. It's educational. Very educational, but hopefully it's inspirational. Talked about the Fourth Amendment search and seizure. Again, does the new generation understand that? I think sometimes we say, let's stand up against those mean police officers who are doing searches. It's something to think about. Notice how when we talked about the Third Amendment and that no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, that owners can consent. When they say, may I see your driver's license? They may have not had a probable cause to inspect your person, houses, papers, and effects. But when they say, may I, mother, may I, and you say, yes, you may, then it's consensual. But we fear, no, you may not. Wait a minute, why ask for it? You're supposed to get it. Well, I don't know, check your statutes. In some states, it may be that if it's not a commercial activity, it very well may be that they don't have the authority to ask for your driver's license unless they're pulling you over because they've seen you do something that was contrary to the law. And they go, well, wait a minute. That's reasonable to check to see if you have any training in this thing, if you've signed on to obey these laws or not. But to just stop you and ask for your papers, no. And if you're old school conservative and Christian, you think, hey, that's wrong. No, it isn't. The authority is the law, folks. There's more responsibility on us than merely doing what we're told. Because there's people that are weaker than you who are going to be abused if strong people like you don't hold each of us accountable to the rules. Imagine that. You have great respect for the rules. You have great respect for the law. But what if the person with the badge doesn't? You know that the Bible says, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many go thereby. It's saying that for the most part, men are evil. The heart is desperately wicked. So if a majority go the broad way that leads to destruction, that means, think about it, out of all the police officers, there's probably at least 51% or at least 50.1% who are going the way of destruction, who do not have the integrity necessary to really, really effectively be a minister of God for a good. Now, even the depraved one, if they obey the rules, will actually do a godly work. So that's what those rules are for. So those who are depraved and happen to be a police officer, if they operate within those rules, they won't mess up. So let's look at this Fourth Amendment, reasonable search and seizure. So what is reasonable? What if somebody asks you for your papers and you say no? Like, I'll give you an instance. There was something that happened recently in the news. A lady in Texas got pulled over by a police officer. She was speeding. It's appropriate for him to ask for her driver's license. And she rebuffed him saying, I need to get to the bathroom. Well, what is his job? His job is to protect her life, liberty, and property, just like everybody else on the street. Was anybody injured by her speeding? No. If he had escorted her to a restroom prior to doing the administration of the infraction paperwork, he would have been protecting her life or liberty and her property. Nobody else would be injured. But what she did, I'm not saying her behavior was appropriate. But what happens, you've got to be careful as the referee to operate within the boundaries of the authority given you and the purpose for which you are called. So many people saw this thing on the news. And what he did is he arrested her, pulled, yeah, I mean, physically yanked her out of the car because she was being uncooperative. He asked her for her insurance paperwork. Well, nobody, we weren't in a wreck. And I've actually checked the statutes of that state. You actually have to have been in a wreck. In Tennessee, you'd have to been in a wreck or had some kind of thing that would invoke the checking of insurance papers. He had no authority to demand any insurance papers. And even if he asked for a consensual disclosure, she has a right to say no. In fact, she has a right to say, no, I don't want to show you my driver's license. Let me go to the restroom and I'll fill out the form that allows you to charge me a $15 fine for not showing you my license. I have the freedom to do that. In the history of American law, that which we obtained from England, it's not mala in se, it's not bad thing to not show a driver's license. It's prohibited by a positive law. We've made a rule. But in the history of law in America, you could literally deliberately say, I know it's a $15 fine, and right now I'd prefer to just keep this driver's license to myself, and I'd like to pay the fine. I'll take great pleasure in that. Paying the no, I'm not going to show you my driver's license tax. It is not morally wrong. It's still submitting to the law. That is the authority structure of America. Well, he ends up asking her for, and what he did, he cited her for her driver's license. He says he cited her for not identifying herself. Well, she didn't have to show a driver's license to identify herself. But that's what he cited her for. He didn't say, could you please identify yourself? The only requirement in law, if this officer wants to cite you or is investigating some kind of thing that might be wrong, is they're supposed to ask you, they can ask you, please identify yourself. And they're not supposed to ask you that unless they really do believe that there's some good reason why you might be associated from some wrong. And all she at that point could have done under the law is to say, I'm Mrs. Jones, I live at this place, please let me go to the bathroom. So now you say, oh, that's so rebellious, it's this and that, you're violating the authority. No, you're not. I think what's happening is we, all of us, have been so far removed from teaching ourselves the responsibilities in this American society that was founded on law and authority with the reverence for the holy writ of God as the highest law. And then that which God has not expressly said in Scripture, revealed in Scripture, He has shown us through nature. We can connect the dots. Unless our minds are depraved, for the most part, if we're redeemed men and women with that respect and reverence for God, that we'll have enough sense. In fact, what it's to say in Scripture says, evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. So those who seek the Lord, even though it's not read in Scripture, can figure out what's right. And then after that, the Lord's authority would be then a constitution that sets up a civil government, and then those positive laws that come from there. But they must all agree with that higher law. And once they're instituted as a boundary on government, it is the right and holy thing to keep government within the restricted boundaries. God delegates certain authority to us, and we're supposed to act within that authority. That's some pretty radical saying. Some people may take offense of that, and that's why I have my fairness doctrine of a toll-free number. 888-248-2046. It seems crazy. It seems radical. But, you know, I used to think a certain way, and then I had this situation where I had to say, how do I obey God and man? And I began to study even in more depth the Holy Scriptures, all from Genesis to Revelation, from in the beginning to amen. Bereshith to Amen. And then what I discovered was, oh my goodness, God's law shows up in the laws of men. It has been preserved. He's not letting any jot or tittle go away. He's enabled us, if we would literally seek Him and seek what is right, we will know. In fact, Jesus said, abide in my word and you'll be my disciples indeed. You'll know the truth and truth shall make you free. So really getting into, and who is Jesus? He has said in John chapter 1 that He is the Word. He is literally the Word. So that's something to think about. So I went on my little rant there, and I still have 5.5 minutes to go here on this broadcast. So I talked about the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, effects, insurance papers, driver's license, etc., against unreasonable search and seizures. Okay, that takes to, I asked somebody about this. Why is this important? I asked these young people today in a class, why is this warrant issue, what's significant about this? Anything they you see in the news that relates to this kind of thing? And one of the guys said, he says, well, it's like the chain of evidence. And then we talked about this. One thing, if the government obtains evidence contrary to this Fourth Amendment. Oh, one of the things that's in the news, that just reminded me. I asked him, what's in the news? Well, there's a court case currently right now. If you go to WJOPC.com, WJOPC, it's William J. Olson is the law firm, WJOPC.com, and you look up there, that law firm's involved in an argument in these cases where the news agencies have said that what's happening is their sources for news are being exposed to the government, and that's kind of a no-no in America. For some reason, they have a certain amount of immunity. But they said, we want this whole having the government search everybody's email is obtaining things that they have no right to obtain. And the government's saying, well, we're looking for terrorists. And we incidentally run into all this other information. And the news agencies are saying, and yeah, it is chilling to our ability to obtain information and to communicate with our contacts. Well, that may or may not be. Those facts are going to have to bear out. But if the government obtains information contrary to the Fourth Amendment, you can, yes, make a motion to have that information removed from the list of evidence. Because if they do it outside the law, government being an instrument of law, it is not justice. It cannot produce justice if it is acquired unjustly. Cause and effect, the law of nature. You cannot obtain a just ends unless the means themselves are just. So that's a principle that I learned as I'm reading the scriptures. So, chain of evidence, faith, Fourth Amendment must be complied to, or that information that might be used against you can be removed. Now, what's interesting about this case where they're complaining that the government is violating the Fourth Amendment, it always comes down to you can't really sue them unless you can show an injury. Where have you been injured? If they try to put you in jail for something that they obtained unlawfully, you can say you can have it removed so that you're not injured. That would be an injury that you could maintain that argument. But in this situation, it's kind of interesting because the news agencies are saying we're being injured because it's chilling. It's having a chilling effect on those who we query for information. And look what's happening in this General Petraeus thing. Somebody's email is being used to besides get them out of their work position, it's exposing their ills to their family members and the nation and their community and creating an entire global scandal over their email. We're in an interesting time in history, and I encourage this generation to shuck a whole lot of things that have been taught to you. Question everything. No, really, get back and connect the dots behind. Don't just listen to the textbook. I don't just even listen to the quotes of those who founded the nation. I read what they were reading, and I track that. In some cases, I read what those people were reading, and it makes it a little bit harder trying to track back and obtain documents. But it's important to know what the truth is. And just again, as closing arguments, you've heard a lot about Jesus, about Christianity, about different religions and fanatics and all these kind of things. Well, the Bible's there. I encourage you to read it. I encourage you to take up those things they call the Gospels, even though you've been taught by your society to ignore them. Hey, what's the truth? You be the subject matter expert. Read it yourself. What did Jesus say? What does it mean? What does that mean to you? Who cares what it means to everybody else? David Allen Carmichael, this is Preservative Talk Radio, my faith and freedom show, engaging the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com.